Hey, it's time for Voice Over Body Shop. And our guest this week is Lori Allen.
Hey!
Hey, if you got questions for her, now'd be a great time to throw them in our chat room, and we'll get to ask her of those questions. So, tune in. Voice Over Body Shop is coming up right now.
Two men, twin sons from different mothers, with a passion for voiceover recording technology and the desire to make recording easy for voice actors everywhere. Together in one place. George Whittam, the home studio engineer to the stars, a Virginia Tech grad with an unmatched knowledge of all the latest gear and technology in voiceover today. Dan Leonard, the home studio master, a voice actor with over 30 years experience in broadcasting and recording, and a no-holds-barred, myth-busting attitude for teaching you how easy it is. Together, to bring you all the latest technology, today's voiceover superstars, and leading the discussion on how to make the most of your voiceover business. This is Voiceover Body Shop.
VoiceOver Body Shop is brought to you by VoiceOverEssentials.com, home of Harlan Hogan's signature products. Source Elements, remote connections made even easier. VO2GoGo.com, everything you need to be a successful voiceover artist. J. Michael Collins Demos, award-winning demo production. VoiceActorWebsites.com, where your voiceover website won't be a pain in the butt. And VoiceOver Extra, your daily resource for VO success.
And now, live from their super secret multimedia studio in Sherman Oaks, California, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
Hey, guess what? Time for VoiceOver Body Shop. Great to have everybody here. Lori Allen will join us in a couple of minutes, and be exciting talking to her. Got lots of stuff coming up tonight. But first, need to pay tribute to a friend of mine who passed away this morning. Tinky, could you? There she is.
Oh, Tink.
She was a great little dog, but she had an unfortunate accident this week, and sad. It's always sad losing your pets, but she was a favorite around the studio here.
Absolutely.
And now she's got a nice open field to run in and run and run and run and run. But thanks for being with us all those great years, Tink. Anyway, tonight, if you've got a question for Lori Allen, throw it in the chat room because we want you to ask questions.
Yeah, you can do it in Facebook Live if you're watching us there, or if you're on VOBS.TV, you can do it over there. We've got two of them going. They're both being monitored live by Mike here in the studio.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great to be back because we've been off for a couple of weeks. But you guys are watching the replays, and we really appreciate that. But let's introduce our guest because she's the one we really want to talk to. Lori Allen is a well-known voice in a lot of different things and with live screen action and stuff. But let's take a look at what you're probably really familiar with.
Anybody getting off?
Okay, you can read the next one.
No, you can't.
No, you.
Okay. Let's read it both together.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay. Here's Ollie Williams with a Black U weather forecast.
SpongeBob! I can't take it anymore. Nothing I do is working.
Sure it is, Pearl. Look at all the hip young people eating salads.
No, don't you get it? I've been trying to get fired since day one.
If I can't have you back here.
Are those my daughter's toys? Come on, buddy, let's go. We're leaving.
I feel so strange.
Huh? Well, hey, you're not gonna throw up, are you?
What is it? What's wrong? Oh, Reed.
Well, Valspar is the love your color guarantee. If I don't love it, I get another color free. I'm thinking more of this.
Muriel!
Oh, yeah, like she's gonna answer you, Tom.
And here we go with the attitude. This is why you're single.
Oh, so I'm not supposed to point out when you do something stupid?
You hear that? Hear that tone you're using? That's penis repellent right there.
Look at this scar. This is proof that I was once a mother. I gave up my body and my child for my country. There is nothing left inside me now. Nothing at all.
We gotta save the Glimmer Grove, so that's just what we'll do.
Are we still in the Hugglewoods?
Oh, I think so. But I've never seen this part before. I don't even know which way to go.
I'm welling up with tears. Now get off.
Let's welcome Lori Allen.
Thank Yay. You.
Thunderous applause here in the studio.
Thank you so much
so
for having me.
So great to have you back.
Thank you. It's so good to be here. I love being here. I came here with a spray tan. I was greeted with some lovely snacks and a baby dog.
She's greeted with a spray tan just before the show.
Toy Story just premiere is tomorrow, and I was like, yeah, you got to do what you got to do, right? Got to do what you got
to
do.
You're a busy lady these days. It's good to hear.
Thanks. Yeah. Staying out of trouble.
Well, that's good. Got to keep working. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was watching the Tony Awards last night, which a lot of people during. Randy Thomas, by the way, did a great job last night.
She always does a great job.
I mean, I was like, she was carrying the whole thing because Gordon was out there for 5 minutes at a, you know, every 20 minutes and say something silly. But she was really working great at it. But while watching that, I'm always thinking about how...
Me. I'm just kidding.
I was. Well, that was.
I'm always thinking about you. I'm just kidding.
No, but I was.
I don't
thinking
do a lot of
you.
Live announce. So make sure your question is. I'm just
no, but it has nothing to do with that. It was the fact that it was the Tony Awards, and that just thinking about what it takes to be an actor, and what all of these people, especially the ones like it was, and the theme seemed to be, take your time and work hard. It's not going to happen overnight.
Correct.
And you know, and like I say, if you want to be an actor, it's got to be in your goal.
You got to want it so bad, because there are going to be other people that are going to go, and it's fine to start, you know, get your chops going on like non-union stuff, but there's going to be people that are going to just work like 12,000 times harder than you. And some people are like, I have such a great voice. It'll be so easy. And you have to really, you have to want it. You have to, like, Scott Parkin said something so great on this panel last week. Like, I don't know what else I would do. I think I might be a makeup, you know, artist because I like doing that. I might spray tan people. I don't know. But I can't imagine doing anything else, you know?
Right.
And so.
It's who you are. When did you discover that was really your bliss, that was like, this is what I'm going to do?
I know exactly when it was.
Oh, good.
So I was in I think it was kindergarten or something, and we had to do three blind mice, and I got to go like this to the other girls, and I'm not especially tall, but I was so much taller. Like, you know, your daughter Ella is so tall. Gorgeous. I love Ella so much. So anyway, I got to do this, and I got to play, and all of a sudden I was like, I get to be bossy and play, but it was just so much fun. I got to play. And my mom and my dad are both actors and singers and jingle writers and singers and all this kind of stuff. So they were like, yay! You know, they were so encouraging of me being creative. And then I did a musical. I was Annie's little sister in Annie Get Your Gun in this community theater production. And I would fall on stage while they were singing, like, because there was a lullaby. And I was like, And I was like, it's 9:30. I should probably be asleep. So that was so much fun. I got to be in the dressing room with, like, all these ladies, like, having a cocktail, putting on their eyeliner. And I was like, I love the theater.
Your parents were real supportive?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I say to anybody who's supporting or loving somebody who's in the arts, like, support them. That's what they need. And there are people like me who's proof positive that if you work hard and you stick around long enough, like just the other day I was like changing in the car and I was like, I'm still at it, you know, at 30
with,
years.
With the cigarette, of course.
Yes, okay, with my faux cigarette, because smoking is bad for you. But yeah, and then my dad, I think it was my dad, I'm not sure if it was my dad's advertising agency, but I did an Archway cookie spot. And that was my first voiceover. I think I was like 5. And I was like, Archway cookies are the best or whatever. So,
do you remember that as work, though? Or do you remember that as play? Like, when did it, I mean, this is not fair.
I knew it was.
This, but how long?
Of course it's fair.
I knew it was going right to my pension, George. No, I'm kidding. I knew it was something different. Like, I got out of school early.
Yeah.
And I did it during a work day, and I got to go to the studio, and it was amazing. And so I knew that it was something special, and I just knew that I got to act, and I got to be in this world, and I just fell in love.
Did you think, like, I'm doing what Mommy and Daddy do, or no? No. Like
a little bit, yeah. A little bit? For sure. Oh, okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Great influences for me, both of them.
Yeah. So what does it take to really break into professional? Now, obviously, you were working, I guess, in the professional circuit there when you were young. But what does it take
to
read
it? It's like being in a circus, for my family.
Yeah. Well, so your parents were supportive and your parents were actors? And
yeah, I always say if I'd come home and said that if I wanted to be a lawyer or a doctor, they would have thought I was crazy. It's like, have juggling and, you know, tap dancing as backup skills. What I think it takes to break in now is like a lot of patience and perseverance wherever you are, whatever part of town, state, union, non-union, to take improv. You have to be fast, especially for animation and commercial, because the commercial read is such that you need to be able to be fast on your feet as well. You got to be able to do improv. You have to. That makes the client happy. It makes you happy. You're able to take the other day I got a direction, like, just give me something different. It was an on-camera thing. And I had to, on my feet, with the producers in the room, just do something totally different, just like that. So improv, I think, is invaluable. And I coach and teach. So that's always what I recommend. And being in a group class, if you can, with other people, or start a workout group, and then do some one-on-one coaching. There's someone at the door, maybe. Maybe not. I think it's just heat.
Yeah.
I think the heat is blowing the door open. But to do some improv and to take class is invaluable, especially in a group setting, because you get to see what other folks are, how they're doing, and where they get feedback.
Right.
And you learn to be fast. You learn to be funny, fabulous, quickly.
Right.
And you got to be able to kind of perform like that. And then to good old-fashioned acting class, we're having a lot of people ringing and dinging. It's exciting.
This is a very busy studio.
Yes. People coming and going constantly.
Yeah.
So improv is really, really important.
Yeah.
Because what they're looking for is, what are you going to do that's different?
Right.
You know,
and all you can do is be you, and you may as well be authentically you, because there's no, you can't do anybody else. So if I'm trying to compare myself to my dear friends like E.G. or Tara Strong or Cree Summer, who I just love, right, I'm going to fail miserably. A, and B, I'm going to be like out of my body and not having any fun. And then it's not going to be any kind of authenticity. So, you know, if it's like a witch, a crazy witch, I could play her kind of drunk and make her sound like Liza Minnelli. Or I could play her like a crackly old lady. Or I could make her like really dingy and older. It doesn't matter. But whatever it is, if it tickles me and it makes me happy, then most likely it's going to resonate with someone else, that I'm just having fun. And it's either my part or it's somebody else's.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just joining us here on VoiceOver Body Shop, our guest is Lori Allen, voice extraordinaire, great screen actress, does all sorts of cool stuff. If you've got a question for her, throw it in our chat room right now.
Don't throw up in the chat room. That would be messy. And
We do have paper towels in there, just in case.
Okay.
But if you've got a question, throw it in there, and Mike Merlino, our social media star, will
Strawberry
be
Mike.
Getting
got a
that
cool
question
shirt
to
with
us.
Strawberries all over. Hi, Mike.
Yeah. Even Ari is here tonight.
Hi, Ari. Such a good. Oh, look at the baby. Who's a good boy?
Hey, Ari.
I know, sweet angel.
Am I on TV?
Yes. Oh, sleepy eyes.
Yeah. Anyway, so again, if you got a question, throw it in the chat room. That would be great. One of the things you did, I can't remember if we talked about this last time you were here, but you were on that original Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Not the original. It was the redo of the At Nokia Live. It was 2009. So it was a redo.
Remake of the original.
Of the first show that he did at the Roxbury.
He tried to do it as true to the original show as he could, right?
Yeah.
But it was a little more adult.
Yeah, and it was based on a show that he had done, and they sold out all the seats at another venue, and somebody will chime in and correct me, I'm sure. And then once it sold out so quickly, we moved to Nokia Live down downtown L.A. But auditioning to what he's, and like I was watching Soul Train and like Pee Wee Herman when I was little. I wasn't watching the normal kid shows, and my mom was like, whatever. And so, so I remember going into audition, and I was also to be the understudy for Lynn Marie Stewart, to do Miss Yvonne. And I remember I had so much fun shopping for the outfit. It was like this crazy dress and like a princess tiara and like this crazy wig and yellow heels and everything. And so I had so much fun. And I was like, hi, Pee-wee. And he went, hello, Miss Yvonne. And I was like, oh, my God. It's hard not to get starstruck by him, because I love him so much. And he is the cornerstone for why it is okay. Talk about somebody authentically him. Oh, my gosh. He's just wonderful.
Yeah.
And then we got to just a bunch of other amazing talent, and half the original cast was there, and it was right. We got cast, and we, that's a great, like, you got to commit to your auditions. That's one thing for sure. Cause there was girls in there that were like in a suit. I'm like, you're auditioning to play the understudy for Miss Yvonne. So anyway, we did the show with a lot of the series regulars, and that was just amazing. I was like, not worthy.
Yeah. That's cool. A mixed cast of like of getting to work with the originals in there.
It was amazing.
I got to see that.
I know.
I saw it too.
Picture of us from cool. that.
And I got to hang out afterwards and listen to him address the audience.
He took questions every single night.
Yeah, just whatever was thrown at him.
Every single night. Not one performance did he not speak to folks afterwards.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Pays to be nice.
I think it was channel surfing. I'm like, oh. And I remember watching that. It catches well.
And it was really fun because to be like, oh, I'm going to do my version of Cherry. And we had this fun song, like, you can sit on me. It was this really inappropriate fun song. And then I got to be like, I think that Phil Lamar would know. I got to be Cowboy Curtis's horse. I think it was Georgia. What was her name?
I don't remember.
Ginger. And it was with a G. And she was like, hi, Cowboy Curtis, get on me. So everything was just with Paul, just a little, just a little crazy.
A little left to center.
Yeah. stuff they never would have let on CBS.
Yeah.
Once again, we're talking with Lori Allen. Throw her a question, because I know you got lots of them. Doing animation, you did SpongeBob, and we were just watching a lot of the other stuff that you've been doing. Now, I was taught in trying to do animation, you got to really go over the top, but that's not necessarily the case. What does animation really require, as opposed to just acting or doing just voiceover?
Well, I think for voice acting and acting, it's, you know, Keith Farley, my dear friend, who we were just doing a fun improv thing at We Talk Funny, and we were talking about, he was helping me with an audition I had, and we were talking about raising the stakes. So, you know, with animation, of course, it's usually life or death. Somebody's going to fall off a mountain, or, you know what I mean, or trying to save the princess or whatever. But it's not about being like loud and fast and funny. I mean, some of the, you have to know the genres, right? So like Nickelodeon is always going to be like crazy and over the top and weird and funny. You know what I mean? And same with maybe Cartoon Network. But like, you listen to like Steven Universe, or you listen to some stuff like that. And even Disney and Disney Junior has gotten to where it's a little bit more real. It's not necessarily like just crazy loud blah kind of voices. Right. Yeah. So it's really like, so when I'm coaching or when I'm doing somebody's demo, I want to hear, and Bob Bergen always taught me this too, like, can I hear how you feel about that person, place, thing, event in the scene? What are the stakes, you know?
So you're being asked stuff now that maybe 10, 15 years ago would not have ever come up.
That's a great point.
In that context?
Yeah.
Why do you think that's happening? Is it because kids are maturing more quickly, or is it because of the type of media they're consuming all the time? Do you have any idea why that wasn't
happening? Well, you mean the real read, if you will?
Yeah.
I feel like I know why it happened with commercials.
Yeah.
Because the world, the housing market was just tanking, and nobody wanted to be like on sale now. Like, it was just like, ugh. So nobody wanted to hear. Yeah, nobody wanted to hear or could tolerate kind of like how it is now.
Yeah.
A loud, hard sell, and I think that just kind of moved. So it was more storytelling and more intimate and calm and hopeful, giving hope, inspiring hope, and I think that just kind of moved over into animation.
Hmm.
That's just my sense of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You've also gotten to do some really great TV commercials that, you know, it's like, wait, I know that voice. The chameleon ones for the paint company.
Yeah, for Valspar.
Thank you, Valspar.
They're so fun. Right. They got to write for us. And one character, one of the spots, I had too much coffee. And I was like, a chameleon who drinks coffee, of course. Duh, typecasting.
But I could totally relate to the character, because when you're repainting your house, it's like,
Woman's like, blah, 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 blah.
Right. But doing a character like that, because I hear that, like, when it's, you know, the higher the stakes with commercials, the more the script is absolutely locked. Was there any improv at all?
Oh, yeah. We got to improvise.
Really?
But the stakes, they started to write for us, which was really great.
Really?
Because my husband, Brandon Eales, is in Chicago. And we're divorced now. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, the stakes were high, but they definitely let us throw a line in or two, especially because we knew we were lucky enough. Thank you, universe. To know those characters and know what their relationship was at that point. But yeah, that's a good point. The stakes were high in the commercial. He was like, oh my God, you're painting the room, you know, chartreuse, and it's supposed to be purple.
Right.
So yeah, so the stakes are high. And just like in regular acting, it doesn't necessarily mean faster, louder, funnier.
Right.
Exactly. You know, especially for someone like me, because I talk fast.
Yeah.
I have to remember to slow down.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking a little earlier about, you know, when you broke into acting and stuff like that. But and even, you know, well developed into your career here, there's still disappointments. I mean, this is a tough business. I mean, you're going to get kicked in the teeth an awful lot, and you've got to deal with rejection. How do you push yourself forward when weird crap happens like that?
The inevitable.
Well, right.
Yeah, it's like, we're going in another direction.
I called George. I'm like, oh my God, bring over some vegan ice cream, which that's actually happened quite a bit. But I think I think to have, well, first of all, it was so funny because you were like, do you want to talk about New York? I went to New York to do a musical, and I was replaced on like the third day that I was there.
Yeah.
And that was really gut-wrenching, and that was not fun. But it turned out for the best for everyone. I learned a lot about myself. The woman who took over was absolutely adorable. And I learned what I do and don't like about, you know, the craft of musical theater, that I still love it, but it just, to move that fast sometimes just wasn't the thing for me. And I realized, like, oh, if I wanted to move back to New York, I could. I think that was sort of the experience that I was meant to have.
Yeah.
My Hallmark Movies and Mysteries promo job went away at the same time. I called George, I think, crying about that, too. They decided to go with a lovely guy for the Christmas time, and then the job went away for 6 or 7 months, and then it came back. Thank you, universe.
Yay. Mm.
So what I think about...
that guy was a client of mine.
Okay.
I never forget him reading. He's like, oh, I got to do this thing.
You never told me that.
It's just like, oh, really?
You know, but there's a piece for everybody. Everybody's got to have a...
under the wraps once in a while.
So just tell everyone, then.
It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing doing what I do.
But the perseverance, I think, is, do you have good friends? Are you making time to see them? Like, what I love about George is he'll be like, hey, I'm in the neighborhood working on so-and-so's studio. Do you want to grab a bite? You know, it's like LA is so spread out. So are most major cities. And now we're all in our home studios. So have you worked out your shit in therapy? Have you just like gotten over your family of origin BS? Speaking of VOBS, you know, so
we're
that you
finally
can
finally bringing it all back.
Or at least when you're in the studio so that you can be present. You can be present. That shit has got it. Sorry. Has got to stay out of the booth.
Right.
No unless problem. You're using it. And of course, if you're having a really grumpy day and you're doing some fun animated character, then it's going to come in handy.
Right.
But in terms of the longevity, like, guys, I was changing in the car the other day, and I was like, guys, these are 30 years. I know where the Equity office, like in New York, I'd know exactly where the SAG office was, where I could go change in the hallway there. And I'd have my knapsack full of stuff and fruit tea. And you just, you know, you got to also celebrate yourself. Like, I did Thus and Such really well. Like, my mom texted me last night. She's like, are you going to have fun at the Toy Story premiere? Because this is probably, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Like, enjoy yourself.
Yeah. What role do you have in the new Toy Story?
Bonnie's mom.
Ah.
So when the toys, Andy went off to college.
Right.
They got donated to a children's, what am I thinking? Like a preschool.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so then Bonnie is the one that got them, which is wonderful. And I play her mom. And so we have the toys, and we're taking a road trip, and it's an absolutely beautiful story and beautiful movie. And
I've heard that it's gotten good reviews, and it's supposed to be really good. Can't wait to see it.
They do not skimp on the writing at Pixar.
No.
No, the writing is so beautiful, and it looks absolutely extraordinary. And, you know, normally you talk about, like, celebrities with voiceover, like, you know, these uber celebrities and stuff. Everyone is just so phenomenal, and I can't wait to hear some of the new characters. I can't wait to hear Tony Hale and a little. I get to finally meet my daughter, so that's exciting. The girl plays Bonnie, Madeline. And in terms of, like, longevity, it's like, are you seeing your friends? Are you making it a point to be healthy, mentally, spiritually? Are you going to volunteer somewhere? Like, my thing is animals. So I try not to eat them, wear them, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, if it's like literacy, homelessness, you know, being a big sister, a big brother, like elderly folks, like whatever it is, go be of service somewhere, because this business is inherently narcissistic.
Right.
So if you're not having a full fleshed out life, it's really hard to maintain perspective, I think.
Mm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you're so outdoorsy. Oh my gosh, you go riding and camping and hiking all the time to keep your head clear.
Yeah, that's like a meditation for me. Like riding on a bike.
Yeah. He lives out in my backyard. Really. Once again, if you got a question for Lori Allen here on Voice
Nobody has a question
show.
For me
oh,
yet?
Oh, no, we've got questions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, we've got questions coming in.
Strawberry, yeah. What's up? What are my questions,
that's
yo?
Right. Yeah, but we're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back with Lori Allen right here on Voice Over Body Shop, so don't go away.
Yay. Having a little coffee.
This is Ariana Ratner, and you're enjoying Voice Over Body Shop with Dan Leonard and George Whittam. VOBS.TV.
Well, hello there. I bet you weren't expecting to hear some big-voiced announcer guy on your new orientation training for Snapchat, were you?
This is Virgin Radio.
Well, okay, we're not that innocent.
There's jeans for wearing, and there's jeans for working. Dickies, because I ain't here to look pretty.
She's a champion of progressive values, a leader for California, and a voice for America.
It's smart. It's a phone. It's a smartphone.
But it's so much more. It's a, the files are ready, don't forget to pick up the eggs. What time is hockey practice? Check out this song.
It's the end of the road for Rick.
Just you and me, Rick.
When hope is lost.
The i8 from BMW. Who said saving the planet couldn't be stylish?
Hey, it's J. Michael Collins. Bet you think I'm going to try and sell you a demo now, huh? I think they speak for themselves. But I will give you my email. It's jmichael@jmcvoiceover.com. Now, if Dan will stop waxing his mustache for a minute, we'll get back to the show.
So, you've thought deeply about it. You've discussed it with friends and family. And you've decided that it is your future. Audiobook narration. And the doors to that future swung wide open for you this morning. Registration for the upcoming ACX Masterclass is now open. And there's a happy twist. Register right now, and David and Dan will pay the first $300 of your tuition. No strings attached. That offer is only good through Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Pacific time, so you have to act right now. If building an amazing audiobook narration career is what you dream of, or if your current audiobook narration career isn't all you want it to be, this is your shot. Go to acxmasterclass.com to register for the 2019 ACX Masterclass. That's acxmasterclass.com. Class begins this coming Monday. The $300 tuition payment special offer is only good for the next day or so. Take that step. Walk through those doors and register for this amazing four-week class. Visit acxmasterclass.com. That's acxmasterclass.com. As a voice talent, you have to have a website. But what a hassle getting someone to do it for you. And when they finally do, they break or don't look right on mobile devices. They're not built for marketing and SEO. They're expensive. You have limited or no control. And it takes forever to get one built and go live. So what's the best way to get you online in no time? Go to voiceactorwebsites.com. Like our name implies, voiceactorwebsites.com just does websites for voice actors. We believe in creating fast, mobile-friendly, responsive, highly functional designs that are easy to read and easy to use. You have full control. No need to hire someone every time you want to make a change. And our upfront pricing means you know exactly what your costs are ahead of time. You can get your voiceover website going for as little as $700. So if you want your voice actor website without the hassle of complexity and dealing with too many options, go to voiceactorwebsites.com, where your VO website shouldn't be a pain in the you-know-what.
Are we at minus 4 dB? We're at minus 4 dB on VOBS.
It's getting hot in here.
Mm-hmm. All righty, we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop with Lori Allen, who's been gracious enough to grace us with her presence
I'm
tonight.
I'm so glad to be here.
Always a pleasure. Love you. Mwah.
I love you. Mwah.
It's always great having you here. Well, we got lots of questions from our vast worldwide audience tonight. And they're everywhere.
Let's do it.
I know. George, who we got here?
First one comes in from...
Good luck with
Shane
that.
Shane Punham. I think
Shane Hinnant. And the question is, how does Lori feel knowing years later she's the voice of such an icon, which is the boss from Metal Gear Solid 3? Mm-hmm. Do you like doing adult voice actor roles? Hey, that's awesome. I'm so glad my phone chose to do that right now.
Right? Mm-hmm. Thanks a lot.
I'll explain to you later why that happened.
Somebody's in trouble.
Do you like doing adult voice actor roles or children voice actor roles?
I love Metal Gear Solid. I wish the boss could be president, right? Wouldn't that be amazing? Because she kicks ass and she's a strong woman, loyalty to the end, and she does nothing but want to protect her country. That role is an iconic role that I could not be more blessed to play that and to have that experience. And the game, the trilogy, and the other actors, and the writing and the animation, forget it. It is, I remember seeing some of it at a session and just sobbing because it was so beautiful. So I feel very fortunate. And same with Pearl. Like, we're going into year 20. You know, we're having like a party. I'm not going to tell you where it is, but we're like partying because we're going to just take ourselves out and be like, yeah. Any voice that any character, again, being authentic, any voice that that has come from such an organic place, and especially if you can see the jewel ring, it's always fun. Sometimes you don't get to see your jewel ring. But it's just been a huge honor, and a ride of a lifetime is an understatement. I'm very, very grateful. So
when you realize a role like that, and I mean, he's saying iconic, and I don't even know what the acronym means because I feel really
Metal
old.
Metal Gear Solid.
I feel really
Metal
old
Gear
right
Solid
now.
3.
I played Half-Life. Okay, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Half-Life.
Half-Life.
Half-Life was the bomb.
But, I love the boss.
Yeah, how did you know when that boss was an iconic role? Was it a couple years later? I mean, when did you realize?
I think so. I think because there were a couple of games, and I was like, oh. And then, I'm not a gamer.
They'd like you to be a gamer when you're doing those.
But you're getting stuff thrown at you, like people mentioning you, they're at tweeting
right.
you, well, and they're going,
right.
whoa.
I think people relate to her because of her strength and her vulnerabilities, and that that she is able to just be a strong female role model. Before, that's like, now we're all sort of refocusing on that in a new and more meaningful way. Mm-hmm. But she's been that badass from the beginning. Hmm. So I think that's why people really relate to her. And
get lots of fan mail for that one?
I do. Yeah. I get a lot of interesting folks coming up and saying hi at conventions and stuff. So that's lovely.
Fun stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
Next one from Schmuckle,
what's up? Schmuckle
says, hi, Lori.
Hi.
Just wanted to say, before my question, your voice has been a huge part of my life.
I'm old.
I was four when SpongeBob came out, says Schmuckle.
Me too.
My question for you is, what is the most memorable voice role you've done? And I love you as the boss, too.
Oh, thanks, you guys. I would have to say that Pearl, being in starting with Fantastic Four, to play Sue Richards, the Invisible Woman, to be in that cast, to have met Stan Lee, but to be in that cast with Quentin Flynn, Chuck McCann, and Bo Weaver as my husband, that was amazing. Because at first, you know, that Marvel stuff, right when you first moved to L.A., is like, what? I had an amazing time with this sort of pre-Family Guy, which was Larry and Steve, that Chris Zimmerman cast. And I met her during a class. That's why it's so important to do a class. And she was amazing. And she also cast me in SWAT Cats. And I remember that was my first series. And I was like, Frank Welker, Mark Hamill, Jim Cummings, Candy Milo. I was like, huh? It was amazing. Yeah. And then Family Guy and SpongeBob, I think, were the same year. And I was like, huh? And I had met Seth when he got out of school. And he won this great competition to do Larry and Steve. So I knew that. And I had a feeling something very special once the show got canceled and the fans brought it back on for Family Guy. And I just found out recently, Bill Fagerbakke, he just told me to session. He's like, you know that SpongeBob, we were off the air after like season 3 or something. And I was like, we were? So I had no idea that came back too. So it's like, yes, fans rule.
Yeah.
So the whole Family Guy thing was so wonderful. It was the best, I don't know, 12 years. I mean, I started off doing all the utility voices and Diane. And so you guys can tweet at Seth with the hashtag bring Diane back. because she just fell into the water, right? It's
the power
really not a big
voice
deal.
Voice over body shot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Demonstrated.
That's right. And so there's this lovely gal on Twitter, Kelly Bender, and she's got a great site for me and bring Diane back. So go follow her and tweet that back out. That'd be really fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And zombie.
And working on SpongeBob. It wasn't just that it was working on SpongeBob. You were working with, you know, Tom Kenny.
I just did it last week or two weeks ago.
And Clancy Brown, whose career is doing really well right now. And
the two of us talk shop. I'm always like, hi, Daddy. You know, hi, Daddy.
How often did you talk with Stephen Hillenburg?
Well, you know, he passed.
Yeah, I know.
So we were lucky enough to, he was like the captain of our ship, you know. Yeah. So I miss him so much. He was the most humble, kind, thoughtful, creative genius that I think I've ever met. Just one of the nicest human beings that I've had the honor to know. And so miss him terribly. And we just try to honor his work and his vision still every episode.
Mm-hmm. I think Pilar has the next question. Joining us from Miami for the time
suggestions.
Being.
Oh, for improv classes in L.A.
Improv in L.A.
I need to talk to my friend Susan Pallio at Voice Tracks West because I always forget. I almost wish I could grab my phone, but I think my phone died. So Groundlings is always great. It's expensive, and they have a tiered system to go up, but there is nothing like the Groundlings. I did the Groundlings in New York, Gotham City East. So the Groundlings is a great. Acme is really good. IO West was great, but I think they just closed, if I'm not right. Is there somebody in the audience that might know about that here in our home studio? There's something on the West side, but I really find that Acme and the Groundlings, and of course UCB, which makes you really smart. Like that UCB terrifies me because, yeah, I was like, I don't know if I know the capital of Uruguay off the top of my head.
Montevideo.
See? You'd be great at UCB, not me.
Okay.
So those are the three off the top of my head, and there's one on the West side, and I can't recall, but I will try to find out at our break.
Santa Monica, the one that's in Santa Monica?
I don't know. I'm going to find out the break, school? And you guys will tell.
We'll
that's a great question.
Forward that information on to Pilar.
Yeah.
Who really wants to know that stuff.
Yes. I'm sorry. I'll get it for you.
Okay. Let's try that name again, George.
I'm just going to read it like it's two words. Probably it is. Shane Hinnant says, if asked or offered, would you reprise your role as the boss for an MGS3 remake or remaster? And then which role would you consider the most rewarding? I'd love to know what your favorite novel you ever read was. So there's three questions.
Yeah, that should take up a little time there.
So let's start with
absolutely.
Would you reprise the role?
The boss has come back in other iterations, as you know. So the boss can come back at any time, which is great. I don't mean to lead anybody on, but that's a great thing to know. And absolutely, I think there should be a prequel. That would explain a lot of things about the game, which if you knew the game. So if there's a prequel, then wouldn't that be amazing? And what was the other question?
Which role would you consider the most rewarding?
I think they're all so differently challenging. They're so challenging. Like when you do a game, you have to be in it. Like sometimes I would record with David Hayter. Sometimes I would record with Vanessa Marshall. Sometimes you're by yourself.
I was meaning to ask you that.
Yeah.
How often in the gaming world do you get to record?
You're
with
oftentimes
actors?
By yourself.
Yeah.
And it's vocally challenging. So you really have to like hydrate the night before, hydrate the day of, take your tea. That's what I have to do because I don't have those vocal cords of steel. So I have to really mind my vocal hygiene and work out before and do a warm up and do a warm down and be quiet that night. That's just for me.
Right. And it's all separate lines with, you know.
Yeah, so there's the impact line. So there's like, you know, loyalty to my country. And then there's all the fight, like, of running in the field and all that stuff and all the battle, like, get down from there. So there's a lot of that's involved. And then, of course, when you're doing SpongeBob and you're like, oh my God. So that's a whole other kind of crazy funny. So I can't really say. SpongeBob is 2 to 6. We record 2 to 6. So if I'm in the whole episode, I'll be there the whole time. Mm-hmm. If I'm just like in part of the episode, but generally we're there the whole time. And
that is done ensemble.
Yes. And that's what's so fun. And like, usually I always like, we're punishing Bill, but Bill Fagerbakke will go into his own booth just for sound reasons or sometimes Clancy. And I have so many pictures of me just with like tears streaming down my face because it's so fun. I leave there. I'm like, because it's just such a pleasure to work with them, and it's so happy. The writers are so good, and SpongeBob has taken this wonderful twist, and there's so much more like girl power on the show. Mm-hmm. So like the girls are in so many more episodes, so stay tuned for watching season 12 because it's so twisted and fun.
Yeah.
I don't know my favorite novel. I can't think of something right now. I have to think. I'm not as well read as I should be. It's something probably from school. I don't know. I'm going to say Moby Dick for now. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I can't think. I'll
great
have to get
book
back to you.
Thanks for admitting you don't read that much, because neither do I.
Right? Which is terrible. But you know, my favorite author of all times, though, which is neither here nor there, two, David Sedaris and Carrie Fisher. Their memoirs are so funny. That's a great thing to practice for voiceover. Find your... Right? So you got to have a point of view. So if I'm playing a queen and I'm trying to seduce you, do I kind of hate it or do I kind of love it? Am I drunk? Where again, I keep going back to am I drunk? But what is your feeling about that person, place, thing, situation, right? So I always tell a lot of my coaching clients, like, read something from Fox, if you're that way, or from Huffington Post or Carrie Fisher or David Sedaris, somebody that has a definite point of view about how they write, right? And that gives you that, like, oh, I'm just talking like how I talk. And it really helps you practice, like, what's your point of view? So that when you get behind a mic, you're not like, you know, you're used to talking to someone, even if it's out loud, and record yourself. And then you can hear like, oh, wow, I really thought about my point of view with this one and who I was talking to. And it makes such a difference.
Mm-hmm. I know. And I was just playing around with trying to read voiceover. I would technically do a fine job.
Yeah.
But it sounded like a robot reading paper.
Right.
You know, and I didn't have a point of view. It was just, I could
I put it at the top of my script, like, who am I talking to? Where did I just come from? How do I feel about this person, place, thing, event, like I said? What am I trying, what quality am I trying to, like, probably restrain or have some restraint on? And then you know, I'll sometimes, like I always give a plug, like we were saying, to Mary Lynn Wisner about adding on an emotion. So if I'm like this evil queen, everyone's going to read the evil queen. So I'm going to add in flirtatious, or I'm going to add in like exasperated, right? So I'm going to add in some other emotion. And Mary Lynn's app is called Self-Direction. So it's Mary Lynn Wisner, W-I-S-S-N-E-R, Voices, Voice Casting. I take that into the booth with me all the time. It helps for commercial reads. It helps for promo reads. Add on an emotion, you know, especially for commercial. Like if it's supposed to be a mom and you're watching the baby, you know, you could just have like adoring. That's a great, you know, adding on an emotion for a commercial spot. That's like where everyone else is going to be. You know, you could just have that twinkle in your eye and that lovely feeling towards your new baby or grandbaby or whatever.
Super. All right. You teach a lot. And I see the workshops. When you're on Facebook, it's like, oh, Laurie Allen's teaching this. One really solid piece of advice to this massive audience we have of voice actors who are like, what can I do to really break it out? What do you think is a real key important thing?
The real key things that help me still, and that I would encourage other people, is to just not compare yourself to anybody else. It's so hard. I do it. I have to work on that. And it's to just play, be fearless. You can always pull your read back if it doesn't sound authentic, but to give yourself this crazy permission to play, to absolutely be just completely free of any inhibitions, because that is going to be the most authentic thing. And producers and casting folks, they don't necessarily know what they want. They have an idea, but all of a sudden they'll put on this thing and they hear kind of a drunk queen who's got a crush on the prince. And that's going to be like, oh my God, I didn't know I wanted that. So do you, boo. I often tell people, this is one of the things I learned from Charlie Adler, my mentor who I adore, which is to keep a cast of characters, right? Like, you know, relatives, in-laws, old roommates, old boyfriends, girlfriends, you know, accents you do poorly, you know, accents you do well. You know, my stepmother's good friend Hope is from Philadelphia. So I'm like obsessed with like the Philadelphia. How are you doing? You know, so I put her in there, little sprinkle Hope in there just a little bit. I love that accent. He's from Philly. So I always,
so much,
right? Oh, how you doing? It's so nice to see you, George.
You just going to have some hoagies?
Yeah, you've gotten so thin. Yeah, I don't believe it. You're such an outdoorsy kind of guy now. So using like, you know, or like if you find somebody's cadence, like kind of weird, like if there was some kid you went to school with who's like, has a weird laugh, like I used a little bit of that for Pearl. So that's why there's that, right? So a celebrity impression you do poorly, we're not going to know. Like Goldie Hawn from Laugh-In, I'm obsessed with her. All those old school, like in the 70s, back in my day, those character actors are just spot on with making big choices and committing to it. That's the other thing. Yeah. Make a choice, stick to it, 1,000%. The Huggle Monster show, Henry Huggle Monster, I love Goldie Hawn, and it said she was a very earthy but dingy mom. So I love doing Goldie Hawn, and so I made her very warm and hopefully very dingy at the same time. And like, I love you, Henry, monster hug! Right? So use the celebrity impressions that you do well or not well, accents that you do. Like Miranda Pockin is really good, and so was her dad at like doing Australian. I think that's like South African. But I went to school with a girl who is from South Africa. So like I can do that really well. I can't do a good New Zealand, but I can do a good South African.
Yeah. But
anybody's hiring.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Laurie, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
And
thank you, George.
Thanks.
Mwah. All right. Well, we'll be right back right after this.
You're watching VOBS.TV. I don't know why. It's crazy.
This is the point of the show where we get to thank our wonderful sponsors, Source Elements, the creators of Source Connect, and other amazing tools for connecting your studio to other studios around the world. Now, they've got two main flavors, Source Connect Now, which is fun and free, and you can send a link to any of your clients who are used to using old school phone patches and would actually like to hear you in full quality. That was fun. Or you can actually use Source Connect Standard or Pro. Standard is really the one that's designed for voice actors. It is absolutely drop-dead reliable and stays in sync throughout an entire session. If there's ever a dropout, it can automatically replace the dropouts of audio and fill them back in. It can even do a thing where it replaces the entire audio file with an uncompressed AIF file or a WAV file from your computer, which it automatically sends to the other end. It's very powerful stuff. If you want to give it a try, go over to Source Elements, that's source-elements.com, and you can sign up for a 15-day free trial to give it a test run. So give it a look and be ready to go when that client asks, are you on Source Connect?
Hey, check this out. VoiceOverEssentials.com is giving away free a $19.99 VoiceOver As Heard on TV baseball cap to their new subscribers of their newsletter. Free shipping in the contiguous U.S. New subscribers only. You can click on the newsletter menu item at the top of any page at VoiceOverEssentials.com to get there. Now, this is for new subscribers only. So if you try subscribing and you're already on their list, it will let them know and you won't get the info for the free baseball cap. If you are new, however, you will be given a promo code to enter in the shopping cart and a button to put the cap in their shopping cart without leaving the newsletter page. They'll also send out an email with instructions in case you want to do it later. But of course, this is a limited time offer, which may end at any time. Even we don't know when they're going to end it. So to get your cap, go over to voiceoveressentials.com right now before they run out and tell them we sent you. And go over there and buy all their other stuff as well. Thanks for being our super sponsor there, Harlan.
Your dynamic voiceover career requires extra resources to keep moving ahead. Now there's one place where you can explore everything the voiceover industry has to offer. That place is voiceoverextra.com. Whether you're just exploring a voiceover career or a seasoned veteran ready to reach that next professional level, stay in touch with market trends, coaching, products and services while avoiding scams and other pitfalls. VoiceOver Extra has hundreds of articles, free resources and training that will save you time and help you succeed. Learn from the most respected talents, coaches, and industry insiders when you join the online sessions bringing you the most current information on topics like audiobooks, auditioning, casting, home studio setup and equipment, marketing, performance techniques, and much more. It's time to hit your one-stop daily resource for voiceover success. Sign up for a free subscription to newsletters and reports and get 14 bonus reports on how to ace the voiceover audition. It's all here at voiceoverextra.com. That's voiceoverxtra.com.
This is Bill Ratner, and you're enjoying VoiceOver Body Shop with Dan Leonard and George Whittam, VOBS.TV.
I hung out with Ella for 2 days last weekend.
And we are back.
Was that live on the air?
It was.
Oh, yeah, we'll edit that later.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll get to edit it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, are we taking this again?
Let's take that again.
Okay. Live TV.
At least I wasn't drinking whiskey or something.
which we have been caught doing before.
Scotch.
Or rum when Scott Barkin's here. Okay. And we're rolling again. And we're back here on VoiceOver Body Shop. God, it's always great to see Lori Allen. She's always a riot.
Super energy and amazing talent.
Yeah. And such great advice. And,
yeah.
You know, so, watch Toy Story 17 or whatever this one is.
She's probably the actor in this business I've known the longest. And just I've been through some of her trials and tribulations. I've been on that journey a little bit as a friend. It's just, it shows you how freaking hard you have to work to succeed in this business.
Yeah,
even as talented as she is,
yeah,
and likable as she is,
right?
Yeah, just have to. It's
keep
very hard work,
yeah. And you got to constantly be teaching yourself and relearning and stuff like
yep.
that. So if there's a lesson out of that, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Next week we're not going to be here. Well, I mean, the show will be here, and you guys have been great with watching the replays. I mean, there was we ran
it's the summer schedule.
I've got to take a break every now and again.
Yeah.
But we ran Tech Talk number 3 last week, and it was over 1,000 views of that.
Overwhelming,
so,
like people.
So we really appreciate.
Thank you.
Share it with your friends and your other voiceover colleagues and people who just want to be entertained for an hour. Yeah. Next week, tell us what you want to see. Because we're going to run another replay of the Tech Talk, and then we're going to be gone for a week because we're going to be out of town for a little bit,
And
two episodes will be gone.
We're going to be gone for two episodes. Yeah, so yeah. We won't be back for like a month or so. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like 3 weeks we'll be back. Mm-hmm. If there's a particular show you want to see again from the last 6 months, can't believe it's the middle of 2019 already, let us know. Write to us at theguys@vobs.tv, and we'll be happy to put that on for you. Because I can do it from wherever I am.
Gotta love
change
it.
Change that up.
Technology.
Yes. Who are our donors of the week?
I think you probably put
these
them
are
in
all
there.
I refreshed all of these.
You've been awesome like that. Thank you. Christy Burns, Don Griffith, Dwayne DeSalvo, Martha Kahn.
Hi, Martha.
Hey, Antland Productions. That's Uncle Roy. Dinah Birdsall, Patty Gibbons, Brian Page, and Pilar Uribe, which... And I'm saying her last name right.
You are saying her right.
Those names are all familiar because pretty much all of those folks are subscribers. So they're sending in money on a regular recurring schedule, which you can do if you want to by clicking subscribe below or donate below. And then
at that point, you can click donate.
And then if you choose to subscribe, you can do $1 a month if you want.
Right.
Or if there's somebody particularly helpful on the show, you can make one-time contribution in that person's name, whatever it is. We appreciate that little extra bit of help for the show. We haven't delved into all these new business models of Patreon and all that stuff
yet. We're doing it naturally and organically.
The show just still, it's tradition. This show is, as it goes, is about as traditional as it gets in terms of streaming. And it's, we keep coming back every episode because it's working.
That's right.
We appreciate you guys watching.
Yeah. Hey, we want you to show us your booths. This one. Special. Andrew Peters. Now, this is coming from all the way from down under, isn't it?
Yes, it is. He lives proximity to Melbourne, Australia, and he is a co-host of a show I do and producer called the Pro Audio Suite, and this man loves his gear. He likes a nice... There we go. Thank you for that. He likes a studio with lots of cool stuff around, and so there you have it. It's a beauty. It's a beauty, eh? It's a beauty, mate.
Good day. Alrighty. Let's see. If you want help with your home studio, you got to talk to either George at
georgethetech.com, or if you like the short domain, we got them both on there for y'all. georgethe.tech. That's my favorite domain because it's short. Dan is also available for hire over his website, and that is
homevoiceoverstudio.com. Yes. Happy to help you out with your home studio. Especially if you're here in LA and I get to go in your closets and stuff.
I was just checking out your website a second ago. I like the design. I like the, is this your thing? Is this, you know, you got three kind of portals. Go down the tube of choice. Yeah. Pick your pipe.
Joe Davis, voice actor websites. He's a sponsor.
Good design.
Does a great job with that. All righty. And if you want to be in the studio, like Mrs. Leonard is right now, who's lying across the...
I'm sure she's...
she's better.
Nothing like a warning.
Yeah, really. It's the job. Okay.
Is there stress down there? There you go.
Okay. If you want to be here, write to us at theguys@vobs.tv. We're on like every other week now. And if you're available, we'd love to have you in the audience for that. We need to thank our sponsors, of course, like Harlan Hogan's VoiceOver Essentials.
That's right. And we've also got that part that's in red, VoiceOver Extra.
Source Elements.
VO2GoGo.
VoiceActorWebsites.com. He gets an extra plug.
Yeah, and J. Michael Collins Demos.
Alrighty. And, of course, the Dan and Marcy Leonard Foundation for the betterment of fine webcasting. And
Betterminty.
Okay, that sounds good. Mike Merlino on fabulous chat room duty tonight. And his mom, Sue Merlino, doing a fabulous job as our technical director. There she is. There's her hand anyway. You know, Lori was referring to Mike as Strawberry all day.
Hey, Strawberry, what questions you got for me?
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, Lee Penny for being Lee Penny. Hey, you know, we're here to help you out with your voiceover career. Not an easy business, but we try to bring you the best people here. And if you got some ideas for us, write to us, of course, at theguys@vobs.tv. But we're all about your audio, too, because if it sounds good...
It is good.
All righty. Have yourselves a great week. We'll see you next week with Tech Talk. And so be with us. I'm Dan Leonard.
And I'm George Whittam.
And this is VoiceOver...
Body Shop.
Or VO... BS. Have a great week.